Time now to look through the window of baseball. We do it for True and White, the professional builder's choice, and Marvin Windows and Doors. Bring in Bruce Jenkins of the Chronicle. Bruce, how are you today?
Good, Marty. How are you?
Very good, very good. And, boy, what a difference a week makes, huh?
To say the least. I mean, you know, for all the things that have happened to the team, whether, you know, it was the family tragedy for Crawford or Parker going down and Bochy and, with his heart issues and you know, Buster getting conked in the head. I mean, yesterday, that was just, that's really devastating news. I mean, it just changes so much. And the more you hear about it, the more you realize it's, he's going to be out a long time. And it's, you know, they're a last place club with all the accoutrements.
Yeah, 145 games to go. And, you know, look, we've done this together for years now. And it goes back to Leonard Coppett teaching me the flow of a season, Art Howe, and people that, you know, I learned from. And there's so much time to go, but it's uncanny when you look at the list of things that have happened to this ball club. And even with all that, they still have an ace in Cueto. They still have a fairly solid bullpen developing. They've got the core guys on offense. And they're still in a division with Colorado and Arizona, who, as you always tell me, you can't believe, you know, will hang around. So who knows where this thing's going?
Well, I've changed my mind on that. They're going to hang around. I think that's pretty clear because their hitting is just so good that I don't think you're going to be able to keep those teams down. And they're both really revitalized with new managers, new management in the case of Arizona. They've got a Red Sox blueprint with the guys they brought in, Theo Epstein kind of thing, which is very smart. And, you know, Colorado, they're just going to be dangerous. So I think that helps the Giants because I really do think it's going to be a four-team race for the duration of Bumgarner's absence. And, you know, like you say, they've got enough left to make, you know, to win some games and stay afloat and not just get buried.
Bullpen's starting to look a little bit better, don't you think?
Yeah, no doubt. Guerin's really got good stuff. You know, Strickland has avoided, you know, getting lit up with the fastball and the long ball. And, you know, Derek Law's got the big breaking ball breaking off the table. And, you know, they're going to be really short on lefties, depending on how, you know, Okert works out. But, you know, when Block joins the rotation on Tuesday. But, yeah, it has been very encouraging. And, you know, they just wish they could get to Melanson a little more often.
Bruce, what do you do? You know, the outfield today, obviously Pence is not in today, and he twisted his knee a little bit. He says he can pinch hit or play tomorrow. You got Span, you've got Gorkys, you got Marrero, you got Hill out there, Parker's gone. What do you do with the outfield? How do you resolve this thing, and do you just let it play out for another 2-3 weeks, or do you actually maybe think of a Nunez to the outfield, maybe bring Arroyo up? How do you approach it? When does it get early? When does it get late early, so to speak, as the old phrase goes?
Yeah. Well, I think it's pretty early in terms of Arroyo. And, you know, again, the fact that they're not getting buried. And you know, I really expect them to have a little bit of a turnaround here and you know, win a few games and dispense with some of this gloom. You know, but, you know, if they just can't win a ball game over the next, you know, couple weeks at any kind of pace, I think they might look at Arroyo. But right now, I think they, you know, when it comes to Arroyo and Beattie, you know, their plan was to get them, you know, in Triple A ball for a good, at least half the season, get them comfortable at that level, you know, it just work on their development at the pace they want and not pull any panic moves. So it's an interesting question. I mean, I want to see Arroyo as much as anybody. And I could see Nunez going out to left field and playing it well. He hasn't played it much, but he's quick. I mean, as opposed to somebody like Morris or Marrero, he's very quick and has good instincts. And I don't think he'd hurt you out there. He's got a decent arm too. So we'll see. But I don't see it happening terribly quickly.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that. I think they've got to play out the outfield a little bit more. But injuries may have something to do with it. I think we'll see Drew Stubbs up here. I think we're going to see him Monday. I honestly feel that with the Dodgers coming in. I just think they're going to do something to shake up the, you know, I don't mean they got to shake up the clubhouse, but, you know, a little different look with the Dodgers coming in next week. I see that perhaps. The other thing is, you know, when this team is good, they get people on ahead of the big guys, so to speak. The big guys have 12 home runs. You know, it's like the Alameda Little League, the way they're hitting home runs here. But, you know, allegedly getting him on before the big guys, you got to get the number one guy on. And then Belt is not the classic, you know, slap Ted Sizemore kind of second hitter, Junior Gilliam or Ron Hunt.
Yeah.
But he does get on. But, Bruce, I'm telling you, the top spot, it lacks some dynamite. It lacks some energy. And I think my opinion is I wouldn't wait. I would do something with the top spot now.
Yeah, probably so. You know, you look at a guy like Trey Turner, who's back in the Nationals lineup. If we talk about a great guy at the top of the order, he runs like the wind. He's got power and the average and everything else. And the Giants do lack that. I've totally changed my mind about Belt as the number two. I was really kind of skeptical about that, but Kiper made a great point last night. He was down 1-2 in the count. He goes, it won't be long before it's 3-2, and sure enough it was, and then he walked. I mean, he's got a real knack for that, which is not easy to do, especially at the big league level. So I don't know how much they can do. I mean, I don't think it's terribly ineffective to have Nunez up there, but we'll see.
Yeah, I would put him up there with Panic. I would. Yeah. I'd have Panic against righties, Nunez against lefties, and I'd get him up there and get him on base and get the pitcher in the stretch and have Belt up next, who's going to, you know, work the count. He can take a couple of pitches to let the guy run, and then you got action. I honestly think I've seen enough ground balls to second base. I really have. It's, you know, and I realize, you know, he's an older player. He's coming back from an injury. And he does hit doubles down the line, and, you know, he can get into it. But there are just too many times, even when he gets on, he's not going anywhere. And I don't know. I think that's it.
He doesn't inspire confidence, I don't think, for us or for the fans or for anyone. You don't see him up there and figure, oh, all right, here we go. He hasn't been that kind of a player for them.
No, and he can hit down in the order. It's okay. You know, he's a smart hitter, and I just would get him out of the leadoff spot. That's what I would do. Hey, Bruce Jenkins with us. How about Bryce Harper? And one stat, did you see the stat, Bruce, against left-handed pitching? He's like 10 for 11. And I think it's, you know, getting on base 10 out of 11 times. I think he's like 6 for 11 in hits against lefties. He is having a tremendous season.
Yeah, well, it's great. You know, and I think it really proves that last year, although he didn't talk about it much, nor did Dusty Baker or anybody around the Nationals, but he had a shoulder issue that was completely shackling his game, his swing, his throwing, and he kind of went into a shell. And you barely recognized the guy. He was easy to get out and everything else, and all of a sudden, man, it's like, you know, when he first burst onto the scene, he's like, this guy can do anything, you know, and he can hit anybody, he can hit any speed, any pitch, lefty, righty. And, you know, I love it. I pull for the Nationals because of Dusty. I like a lot of guys on that team. And, you know, see Harper, he's right back there with Trout and all the, you know, you talk about the great players in the game, Lindor and Correa and everything else, Corey Snyder. He might be at the top right now.
Yeah, it's kind of exciting. The Cubs kind of got upset with Eric Thames. He's hitting too many home runs. And next thing you know, John Lackey and these guys are starting in with him that he's on some steroids or something. You know, you hit a home run against the Cubs, they don't like that.
Yeah, I tell you, his bat's awfully quick. I don't know if he's helping himself with a pill or two or whatever, but man, does he look good up there? It's no accident. I mean, he's a legitimate hitter, and you know, good for him. He was shocked that anybody was going to offer him a contract, no matter what kind of numbers he put up in Korea. But Milwaukee had been scouting him the whole way, and they took the, I don't know if it was a gamble, but they pulled the trigger, and it's great because that's a team that really needs some energy. And you know, it's good to tweak the Cubs a little bit. They're high and mighty. Let's bring them down.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We had Phil Rogers on, and, you know, Phil says it's surreal not seeing the bullpens. You can't see who's warming up anymore. They're hidden under the grandstand.
That's never good. You got to be able to see them and heckle them and see what kind of stuff they have, and you know,
yeah,
like the Giants being a very good example, and the A's.
Bruce, Senzatella today and Matt Moore again, another young pitcher for Colorado. Boy, any game in Colorado, I don't care what the score is, it's just you're never out of it. Isn't it funny? Never out of it.
Yeah, and you know, you got that feeling last night that the Giants were gonna turn that thing back around after they lit up Cueto a little bit. It didn't happen, but you do always feel that. And you know, Kiper, who broadcast some games up there before he joined the Giants, is acutely aware of it. The way he describes it is always, you know, hilarious. How you just almost expect you expect a 5-run inning from somebody at any time, but. You know, it's I don't know, it's a little bit borderline in terms of major league standards, but it's a lot of fun. You know, it's Denver, it's a great town, and they put on a good show, and then maybe this year they'll get back and they'll really be a serious team in August and September.
Going back to Bumgarner for a second before we say goodbye to Bruce Jenkins, what makes the guy Bumgarner is, you know, he's the protocol police on the mound. You know, he's just got this image, this aura of a guy who chops trees down on his days off or rides a dirt bike on his days off. So it's kind of who he is, but still he's 27 and had a responsibility and immature, reckless act. And unfortunately it got him.
Yeah. Well, he didn't police himself.
No.
And that's something, you know, at his age, you know, you hate to deny the guy's essence, and that's always what they say when he has a little tiff with somebody who flipped his bat or stared at him or something. And you know, that's one thing, but to use an off day to get on a dirt bike, that's very dumb for anybody. I mean, it's just an invitation to take a spill. You know, it's running a big risk.
Yeah,
it's like a guy going out and I'm just gonna, there's some 20-foot surf pounding in. I think I'll go out and see how I fare.
You know what I mean, yeah, you don't get on a dirt bike to go buy the Chronicle at the 7-Eleven.
I did it once and I stacked myself up, and I'll never do it again.
Yeah, weird. Well, who knows where this season's going? You know, everyone wants to write it off and, you know, blah, 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 the gloom and doom. But, God, with 145 to go, the story's still out there. And incredibly, I mean, anything can happen.
Well, I think it's going to be fascinating to watch. We're going to see Block. We'll probably see Beattie at some point. We'll see Arroyo. We'll see whoever else they bring in. We'll see how, you know, Matt Moore responds to having more responsibility in Samardzija. We'll see if Kane can hold up. I mean, there's a lot of great storylines going on. And, you know, once again, as long as, you know, they're in the race in this tightly packed bunch, it's going to be good.
It is going to be good. By the way, Ken Gernick is reporting that Urias probably will make a start against the Giants next week. So that would put, well, unless they pulled Wood out, that would give him Ryu, Kershaw, Wood, and Urias.
Yeah, that's his name now, Julio Probably.
Yeah.
He's the king of probably. Last year was all probably. Everything he said, well, no, that's not what they wind up doing. He's probably going to do this. Well, that's not what he did. I mean, for God's sake, make a call on that guy.
It's going to be funny. Well, I can't wait for this. Well, you got to get out of Colorado, I say. It's never simple. But next week will be very interesting at the ballpark. It's going to be a good one.
Yeah, you know, and if they win 3 out of 4 from the Dodgers, then, you know, everybody feels good about the team, about, you know, the absence of Bumgarner, about the division race and everything else. So that'll be a really good chance to, you know, and the home fans are really skeptical right now. They're going to need to see something. You know, they're not believing. So.
Well, they're 6-11, and they scored 10 runs in 5 games, and they're last in the National League in home runs, and your best pitcher just fell off a dirt bike. And your manager just had a heart procedure. So, you know, what else
it's
is new?
Go for good reason. Absolutely.
What do you think of the play, Mrs. Lincoln? You know, other than that. All right. Have a good afternoon, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay. Thanks, Marty.
All right. Thank you.